Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Hello, is this thing on? Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Radical Hope Project podcast. So that is an excerpt from Emily Dickinson's poem, Hope is the Thing with Feathers. And I thought that would be a great way to start off and welcome you all to the Radical Hope Project podcast. I want to invite you all to get to know us here. This is your stop to listen in on stories of resilience, advocacy, and hope. I am your host, Vanessa Cervantes, and I am honored, excited, and so privileged to be here to hold this space for stories with the hope of fostering equity, diversity, and solidarity at Cal State Long Beach, its surrounding areas. We want all of you to come and share, to come and sit with me, to come and just let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how we can tackle conversations about purpose, about passion, about community, about connection. I want to hear your stories of the small acts that you've done and how it impacted the world and the people around you, the community. It's about learning and growing with each other, about providing that unity, and so, so much more. I'll typically have guests on the show accompany me to share their stories, but today it's an intro into this world, a world where storytelling is healing, a world where you get to know me a little bit. I'm usually kind of very actually private, and so this is new for me in sharing a little bit of the background of what inspires me and motivates me and the reason why I'm involved in the Radical Hope Project. So how can we even find hope amid uncertainty, amid conflict, amid loss? I think when we have lost hope, sometimes we can find that hope again. We can find that inspiration in the words and the actions, the deeds of others, right? So that's why this podcast exists, because maybe listening to someone's story inspires you, motivates you, resonates with you, and allows more unity to be created and allows for us to not feel so alone or disillusioned with what's happening in the world. So welcome. Let's get acquainted. So today's all about introducing this podcast, introducing what inspired, motivated this desire to be part of the Radical Hope Project. I truly believe that counter storytelling is healing. I think when, not only for the person who's talking, because talking and getting it out could be such a good outlet for people, but also for the people who are listening. Because like as I mentioned, I think just listening and maybe resonating with it or seeing other people that you love and the person who's speaking can really help in processing emotions, processing trauma, processing resiliency, and promoting resiliency, really. So just to feel seen and heard and visualizing a world where justice and equity is possible is what motivates me to be here. And really connecting personal struggles to larger movements is what motivates me to be here. But the one person that motivates me to even be in social work in general, oh, I should probably mention what I do. So I am actually a grad student over at the School of Social Work here at Cal State Long Beach. I am in my second year of the three-year program, which I cannot believe is happening so quickly. There's just so much that I feel like I've learned and I still have yet to learn that it almost feels like, oh, I cannot believe this journey is almost over. But the work will never stop, right, of equity, becoming an equitable and just society. So I'll continue even after graduation. But yeah, I work, I intern at schools right now, and I am a grad student, so all that's left on my resume is to dance and sing, right? I'm just kidding. But yeah, today I do want to share my father's resiliency story with you that inspires and motivates me every day. Quick plug for myself. I did do a digital story on it. If you are not familiar with what a digital story is, it is a video. And then with my voice recorded on top of it, and it has images just passing by. And I tell you a little bit about the story in a more, like a different way, like in a different platform. So that's what the Radical Hope Project is actually doing right now. So different platforms, including videos, podcasts, spoken word, poetry, anything, any creative outlet that you have to express your advocacy, your resilience, how you view hope and what radical hope is for you. That's what we want. We want that from all of you. And yeah, and whatever feels most comfortable and suitable to you, we want you here. We want you involved. So my father's resiliency story really begins when he was 16 years old. He is, and I am, a daughter of immigrants, and I am proud to be a daughter of immigrants. He immigrated to the U.S. when he was 16 years old with not a dollar in his pocket, but a big, big dream that was going to just push him forward. My father had this dream of just having a better life for himself, for his unborn children, everyone. Like, I wasn't alive yet. None of my siblings were alive. He wasn't even married. He didn't have a wife yet, but he had this dream of what he wanted his life to be. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to create it, but I know it's not here. It's not in Mexico. So he made the really hard decision to leave his country of origin and come to the U.S. when he was 16. He left behind two very sick grandparents, which were my grandparents, and his sisters, and, you know, family members, to a country where he didn't know the language. He didn't know anyone other than his brother and a few people that trekked on the journey with him. And he moved out here to California. He landed in Piru, California, and he was an orange picker, an orange. So he went to an orange orchard, and he would pick oranges, and that was his job for years and years. So he remembers, and he's told me that he would sit sometimes and be like, what have I done? You know, I'm by myself. What am I doing? And that the only thing that would propel him forward is really believing in this dream that there was going to be something better for him. And that's the only thing, essentially, when you look back, that's his purpose, right? Of creating this, or even being able to suffer through this, because he mentions how ICE agents would come and raid the orchard while they were working, and all of them would have to run for it, right? And those who couldn't run fast enough would get caught, and some would be beaten and put into these like small trucks and taken back to Mexico, right? And that my father also would have to run up into the mountains because they would stay there for days sometimes waiting for them to come back. And so they'd be up there with the coyotes. And he tells me he would just take a blanket. It was literally just a little blanket. And him and his friends would, well, not friends, but like people who were on this journey with him, would have to go up into the hills, into the cerros, as he calls them. And they would be up there with a little fire going, and sometimes really hungry, just with this little blanket. Their beds were the earth. Mother Earth was their bed. And they would be up there for sometimes days at a time until they would get the signal that it was clear and that they had left. And they would come back down and continue working. So regardless of what was happening, they would continue, my dad and others would just continue the fight of having to sacrifice their certainty, their livelihoods, their safety, all for living this dream, or of fulfilling this dream to have a better life for him. He faced a lot of adversity and discrimination, not learning the language, not knowing where to go, not having transportation to take you from A to B. What I did want to add is that for me, it brings up a lot of anger, but obviously we all know that anger is an emotion. It's an iceberg, right? And underneath the anger, what's underneath it is sadness. is my father didn't deserve to be treated with disrespect, to be treated like less than human. No one deserves to be treated less than human. And for that reason, I have a purpose of advocating for humanity, for advocating for equality, for equity, for justice. And that's why I'm here, to provide that space, to provide someone to say, I see you, I hear you, I'm here for you. And then to take it one step further, I want to do something about it. I tell you this story because I sit here as a grad student. I sit here in this podcast studio looking around with a computer and Wi-Fi and air conditioner while my father was in 100-degree weather, right? Like picking oranges in the hot, scorching sun without sun protection, without proper breaks, without proper pay, right? And to do that in one whole generation is just so inspirational, because look at the change that could happen within just one generation. I don't take any of this for granted. When I come to class, when I learn, I take it so seriously because I know and I recall what my father has gone through to get me here. So his resiliency, his dream has become my inspiration and my motivation and my purpose to not only continue this dream and to continue the generations of just more equity and more justice and more fairness and just more hope for a better life for all of us involved. I know that can sound so, what's the word? One of my professors had told me that before when I was in high school, that I was very idealistic, but I'd rather be idealistic and hope for a better future, because that is a true form of resistance. To have hope even in the signs of adversity is an act of resistance. My father immigrated here to this country not to disrupt anybody's life, but to create a better one for himself. So His dream lives on through me. His dream lives on through his nephews now that he has. His dream will move on through my future children, my family, hopefully, one day. I truly believe that those who choose to dream of a better life for themselves and for future generations are so brave. They're so brave for believing that life can be better. And that is what radical hope is to me. So I thank you, Dad. Gracias, Papa. Your dream is our triumph. It really is. And I'm getting emotional right now because I love my father. I love my family. And I just am very passionate about this work. So if you're listening, I thank you all in advance for giving me a space to process and to share a little piece of me. It was very hard for me to do, but I hope that this instilled some kind of inspiration or some kind of thought-provoking moment for you. For those who have already welcomed and delved in headfirst with no hesitation, no second guessing yourself into this work of counter storytelling and sat here with me or texted the Radical Hope Project with your ideas of how you want to be involved, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being so open and willing to trust us and sharing your story. It's both an honor and a privilege to hear and see the collective hope among all of you, among all of us. And I truly believe that we're decentering the dominant narratives that are going on right now of hate and division. And we're uncovering stories of resilience and strength and unity. And I think that is just exactly what we all need, right? So if this resonated with you, inspired you, or got you reflecting, let us know. Find us on social media, of course. come and share your advocacy story here in the podcast. Or if art is your thing, if poetry is your thing, please, we invite it all. Find us on Instagram as the Radical Hope Project and on our website as well. I'm going to go ahead and just give you the big long link, but it's easiest if you just go to our Instagram and you find the link there and then travel from the link to our website. But it is https://csulbradicalhopeproject.my.canva.site/. So that's a lot, right? So it's easiest, go to our Instagram. And we'll go ahead and post these podcasts to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts. And yeah, remember that no matter how tough things get, stay radically hopeful, because the future is shaped by those who dare to believe in it. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep doing, and keep believing.